Continuing coverage of Norwalk High School basketball on 94.3 KNIA and KNIA 3, the stream tonight. Norwalk boys fall to 7th ranked in Class 3A ADM. 61-54 is the final. Coach, you gave up the first 4 points of the game, and you were behind the rest of the way. You were coming back. You made several 5-0, 6-0 runs throughout the night. Just could never quite get over the hump.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a hard time with just little stretches. I think we lost by 7, and I'm pretty sure 3 out of the first 4 possessions of the second half, we turned it over, and they outscored us 7-0. So the difference between winning and losing is very fine sometimes, and we weren't very mentally engaged to start the second half, and that ended up in a little bit of run for them, and that was the ball game.
What can you, attribute that sort of streakiness to as far as focus and energy? I mean, I guess the energy was pretty good tonight, but just little lapses in focus.
Yeah, I thought we were just careless. We were just careless with the basketball. I didn't think, and that's what I just told him. I don't know what to do because those three turnovers were all unforced. It's not like their pressure caused it. We just threw it away 3 times. And you can't beat good teams by doing that. So something that we got to keep working on. I mean, we talked about it a lot this year. We just have to keep plugging away and trying to find ways that we can take care of the ball in key stretches of the game.
And that's a very good ADM team. You played the Hudson Lawrence kid, scores 25 a game. You held them to 18. But their other guys all kind of stepped up. Trey Bright had a big second half. They had 4 guys in double figures. They're a kind of a tough team to guard.
Yeah, they are. And then I don't normally do this, but they shot 15. They shot 22 free throws. We shot 3. So I guess we need to work on falling down when we get in the lane, because when they fell down, they got the call and they shot a lot of free throws. And I don't know. There's a lot of things that are frustrating about tonight.
Yeah, 22-3 in that differential. Hard to overcome that one. There's some bright spots tonight, though, on the night. Tim Korselman, a huge first half for you there. Ends up with 13 points in the game. He had 10 of those early. Mason Johnson, another big second half. We saw him do it at Dallas Center Grimes. He had 4 threes in the second half tonight, 14 points. And then Grady was fairly steady throughout with the 19.
Yeah, we were a good balance. We shot the ball pretty well. Mason hit some big ones for us to kind of get us back in it. And yeah, we're going to need that because like now we're only guaranteed 32 more, so we've got to earn something.
So you finished the regular season 10-11 overall. I'm sure you would have liked to get that winning record, but played so many tough teams throughout the course of the non-conference there. Now I guess you turn the page. What are you going to, when you look back at this regular season, how do you view it right now?
You know, I think with the exception of our Indianola game, like we didn't lose to anybody that's not a really good basketball team. We lost to Ballard, who's been ranked really high. ADM's ranked really high in 3A. Kennedy, Valley, like all of the top teams, they're either 1 or 2 seeds in the tournament. So hopefully our challenging schedule bodes well for us as we get to the tournament and we kind of get to see where we are against some teams from different parts of the state.
You learned about the bracket yesterday, I believe it was, when that mm-hmm. came out. Go West again, potentially. Yep. Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, a team that you defeated over there in a really hard-fought game. Yeah. Hot. It was a great environment last year.
I don't know how to describe that one.
Yeah, but it, I mean, you go over there, you get a tough win last year. Now, I think they graduated a lot of that team. You had some big losses as well. You'll open up with them here at the NPEC on Monday night.
Yep, and we're excited. We'll get going on that, and hopefully we can take care of business and make the trip out west to Council Bluffs and take a shot at AL.
Abraham Lincoln's had some great teams over the years. What stands out about them? What do you know about them, if anything, right now?
We played them this summer. They're good. Like they have some really good 3-point shooters. They got a 6'7" kid that's a load inside, and I'm kind of anxious to see. I know DCG traveled out there tonight to play them, so it'll be interesting to see just comparison-wise how that game turned out, and we'll just go from there.
If you could name 2 or 3 things that are going to be key for your ball club here going into the postseason, what has to happen to make a run?
I think we got to make shots on the offensive end. I think we're going to have to make some shots and shoot consistently. And I think the other thing is we've got to avoid those 2-minute lapses where we just give the other team 4, 5, 6 points, and we can't spot teams any in the tournament.
All right, that's been Norwalk boys basketball coach Aaron Pelzer with us tonight on the post game as Norwalk falls to ADM 61-54. Thanks for your time, Coach.
Yep, thanks, Mike.